working in the temple, and she would have been a lot higher class than Mary, who, you know, came from, we assume, a poor family, was married to a carpenter that wasn't well known. But still, when Mary comes, she said, "Blessed are you. Blessed are you." And not only is she exalting Mary, but she's saying, "Blessed are you." Because Mary, you know, conceiving our Lord, she, you know, becomes greater than everybody else. You know, she's set aside by God to bring Jesus into the world. And she wants nothing more than to bring Jesus into each one of our lives. You know, it was through her greeting to Elizabeth that John the Baptist, you know, leapt in his mother's womb, because he knew that there resided our Lord. In the same way, you know, Mary wants us to be filled with that joy. She wants her son to be in our heart. And she has all these graces that our Lord wants for us. She wants us all to receive them. And we just look at the miraculous metal image, and we see all those rays coming down from her. It's all those rays of graces that she wants us to have. She wants us to be filled with the love of our Lord. She wants us to draw closer to him. And it's such a great place for us to draw closer to him is through our Blessed Mother. Now, going to our Blessed Mother, you know, we know that the only thing that she's going to do for us is bring us closer to our Lord. Now, just as she brought the Lord into the world, she wants to bring the Lord into our lives. Now, building that relationship with Mary, going to her, you know, allows the Lord to grow more deeply into our own life. Now, the saints will talk about how, you know, Jesus is the head of the church, that we are the body, and Mary is the neck. Everything goes through her, and it's a beautiful thing for us, you know, to grow in that love of our Blessed Mother. You know, just every day, and especially this time of Christmas, you know, where we celebrate the coming of our Savior. You know, he took on that human flesh to save humanity. He died on the cross for our salvation. And there's nothing more that our Blessed Mother wants for each and every one of us than to know that great love that our Lord has for us. And the closer we grow to her, the closer we grow to our Lord. And it's a perfect time of year for us to grow in that love of our Blessed Mother. Grow closer to her so that we can grow closer to our Lord. To be like St. Elizabeth, and saying, "Blessed are you. Now, who am I that you come and visit and bring the Lord to me?" She wants the Lord to be in each and every one of our lives. And to be like St. John the Baptist and leaping for joy and rejoicing when our Blessed Mother brings us that presence of our Lord. We pray that Mary may fill us with those graces, that she may draw us ever closer to her Son, especially Christmas season, as we celebrate the incarnation of our Lord.